This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 169 for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is undergoing a correction on Wednesday morning to go with mixed sentiment and comparable oils. Chicago soil and European rapeseed are in negative territory, while Malaysian palm oil is slightly higher. Crude oil is mixed, with OPEC planning to maintain its supply cuts until March. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. Statistics Canada will release its principal field crop report on Thursday. The January canola contract is down $8.50 per ton at $578.40, while the March canola contract is down $8.90 per ton at $590 even. In the U.S., corn is steady, soybeans are down, and wheat is mixed. On Tuesday, there was a report indicating that there wouldn't be a finalization of guidance for the 45Z clean fuel production tax before the Biden administration left office. Later that day, the Treasury Department in the U.S. said there would be guidance. The administration planned on producing 3 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel by 2030. European Union corn imports so far in the 2024-25 marketing year total 8.5 million tons, 10% above last year's pace through December 1st. The March corn contract is unchanged at $4.32 US per bushel. Brazil will see good amounts of rainfall over the next week, but drier conditions will take over from December 11th to 19th. European institutions have agreed to delay their bans on imports of commodities linked to deforestation, such as Indonesian palm oil, for another year until December 30th, 2025. Ukrainian soybean exports dropped to 415,000 tons in November, compared to 716,000 in October, while rapeseed shipments fell from 475,000 tons to 291,000. The January soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.83. While Australia's wheat crop is expected to be 31.9 million tons, up 23% from the previous year, heavy rains may downgrade as much as 5 million tons to feed grade. European Union soft wheat exports this marketing year so far are down 31% from last year at 9.48 million tons, largely due to excessive rainfall earlier this year. Japan is tendering 111,405 tons of wheat from Canada, the U.S., and Australia, with 56,948 tons coming from the U.S. alone. Jordan has tendered to purchase 120,000 tons of wheat for February to April shipment, while Thailand tendered to purchase the same amount in feed wheat for February to June delivery. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.46. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.42. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.